This is URN.
Last night, the UCU, which is the Universities and College Union, and Universities UK came to an apparent agreement in the light of ongoing industrial action against Universities UK, their proposal for a defined contribution scheme for university pensions. And so, like, the idea of an agreement initially looked somewhat hopeful to many members of the union. However, so far, it's just a temporary deal to be looked at again in 3 years' time. And the UCU and the UUK have come to, like, three main agreements. The first being a, quote, meaningful level of defined benefits for everyone involved in the pension scheme, which is basically meaning a continuation of the previous pension scheme for the next 3 years. This would have been seen as a success for the union as it avoids the defined contribution scheme. However, the proposal is obviously not permanent and remains distinctly vague in the eyes of union members. Second is the establishment of an independent expert panel to analyse the value of the university's superannuation scheme, which has played a massively central role in the debate, having recently experienced the large growing deficit, which is the reason for the changes. The final agreement was for both the UCU and the UUK to get together in the future, and that 3 years from April 2019, another agreement on the strikes will be made. So the proposals were quick to receive criticism, with the strike action continuing as planned for the rest of the week, protests rising outside UCU headquarters, and the hashtag No Capitulation trending on Twitter. Although the UCU has come to a set agreement, its representatives have been widely rebuking the agreement set, and an open letter signed by 7,000 people accuses the deal as being unacceptable and that staff should continue to campaign for a more decisive victory. Also today, a statement released by Nottingham University and College Union calls for rejection of the agreement, saying that even with the reform pension deals, staff will still be in a much worse position for their pensions, and they've rebuked the three arguments made. Although they agree with implementation of an independent panel, they repeatedly raise concerns over the position their pension would be in when subject to the rise and fall of the market. The Nottingham UCU has defended its actions, saying agreeing to the proposals would be a betrayal to not only members of the union, but also the labour movement itself. The situation basically now is that branch representatives, so the separate university unions, and the Higher Education Committee in the union itself would have to come to an agreement by the end of the day before the strikes could be called off. So, regarding the proposals, the main issue with the initial agreement seems to be how vague they are, especially after weeks of striking and 5 days of discussion between UCU and Universities UK. So I want to ask you guys, do you think industrial action will have been worthwhile when an eventual agreement is made?
I think that there are so many different sides to it, because you can look at what it may gain for the, like, lecturers and people who work at the university and are on strike, but then you also have to look at the side of the students and how much it's affected them. So in the long run, this how many weeks of industrial action, and I mean, I've missed, like, ridiculous numbers of hours of seminars and lectures. At the end of the day, what is the agreement actually going to reach? If this is what's been proposed to start with, and this is after, what, 3 weeks of industrial action, so how much longer is it going to take for them to actually accept something? And for the Universities UK to come up with something that is acceptable, how much more are we going to have to miss of our university? And so I think it's a really hard question, because obviously as a lecturer, we want to support them with their the pension scheme, and it would be a really bad loss for them. But at the end of the day, it's also a loss for us and our education. So what's it actually achieving in the long run, I feel?
Yeah, it's a difficult one, isn't it? Because, I mean, I think you're absolutely right, Hermione, in the sense that I think most people support the lecturers, and we should respect that they want a decent pension. But, you know, it does become increasingly vexing and frustrating. One of my modules, Modern Political Theory, has been really affected. We haven't, you know, Dan's on that module as well. We haven't had a lecture really for about 3-4 weeks. We haven't had a seminar for about 3-4 weeks, so we're getting really behind with it, really.
And what annoys me more is I got an email from one of my lecturers today saying, oh, I'm going to continue, like, so we won't have a lecture today because I'm going to continue striking, etc, etc. Oh, and if the strikes stop, I can't actually do the seminar on Thursday because I'm going to a conference. And it's like, okay, so I'm going to, the strikes have actually, well, were meant to have stopped, but I'm still missing it because you're on a conference. And then he continues to say, but we'll try and catch up the past 3 weeks of lectures and seminars within the final week of term. And I mean, we're all basically history students here, I think, and with a history degree, the whole point of it is you have fewer contact hours so that you can go and do your own research. And so the whole point of it is to not squish 3 weeks worth of a module into 1 week, because you're not going to learn anything from that. You're not going to have time to do all the reading. So what are you going to be able to contribute to the seminars? That just defeats the point of it. I think I also, what annoys me is that I don't think the university and the lecturers actually have a plan on how to deal with what's happening to the students. Because, I mean, I have friends in physics who were told that one of their lecturers is striking, and they were told that you won't be examined on the stuff that you've missed. But then they were later told that you will be examined on the stuff that you've missed. And so that's what annoys me at the end of the day, is I want to support my lecturers, but there seems to be no actual coherent kind of solution to what happens to the students at the end of the day, who are paying £9,000 a year and are here to study a degree.
Well, I think what's interesting, kind of the nuance in the question that Rebecca asked, which was obviously would this be beneficial, is we don't have the same perspective as the lecturers and the professors who are striking. We're coming from a perspective of students, and largely, like Matt said, sympathetic students who are saying, obviously we respect the right of lecturers to strike. It of course, if a given person's pension is being reduced from something like 30 grand or something like 9 grand, it's incredible. Absolutely, they have the right to strike, and I believe I would also do it if I was in that position. I would absolutely protest that. I think it's, we have a strange perspective because we have the empathy of that, but we also do, like Hermione said, feel absolutely burdened at this. But I do think it's important to separate circumstantial things and industrial things. The industrial action being taken is one thing. The way certain lecturers who are striking behave is a different thing. So, for example, I had an email sent to me a couple of weeks ago that was literally like, just to inform you that the lecture that was an hour ago wasn't on. It didn't even say sorry to anyone who turned up. It just informed us that a lecture that had already not happened hadn't happened. And it just was maybe in the first or second week of the strike. And it left me just completely, like, almost perplexed in the way that it just didn't make any sense. It was such a ridiculous thing to do. And I think they're certainly, to some degree, lecturers who respond to this better than others. There are some who take a petulant stance. But I think it's important to remember that they are standing for the same thing, and that the thing they're standing for is fair. So whilst, of course, I respect the right of lecturers to strike for a completely viable thing, I think it's important to note that lecturers themselves are individuals working under one union, and they behave differently to the situation dependent on who they are.
That's very accurate, actually. And now you've mentioned the union, I've just seen the BBC released 30 minutes ago that the university strikers have rejected the pension deal. So the deal that has been, like that I said, has been put forward, that kind of three main ideas, that is not going to go forward at the moment because it has been rejected by university union leaders. So although this agreement has been put forward and this is what is going to change, we're going to face now, as we've just seen, further industrial action and more striking, obviously going to affect us all as students. And my next question does tie into this quite well, which is about refunds on lost fees, because we're going to see more loss in lectures now, more loss in seminars, and I think Hermione's got something to say about this.
No, this is something that really gets me annoyed, because like I talked to my mum about this. She came to visit and she didn't really know that the lecturers were on strike, and I told her and she was like, hold on a minute, you're paying £9,000 for this. She was like, wait, what? And I told her, I was like, yeah, so I've had like 1 hour of contact this week, basically. She was like so confused by the whole situation. And I think I was talking to talking to my dad about this subsequently, and he was saying that what should supposedly, I suppose, happen is it shouldn't be you get a refund, but there should be a reduction in what you there what we pay next term, for example. And I know that King's, I think, have, or there was some rumours or something along the lines that they were going to offer refunds to students, because obviously at the end of the day, the university is profiting from the strike because they are not paying their lecturers. So that money is still kind of within the university, which I suppose could be used to offer some form of refund to students. I mean, you may then have the thing of kind of how much should everyone get, because, for example, like if the lecturer's on but you still didn't turn up, or like if you do biology so you've still had all your lectures but you do, then someone else does history, like should they get refunded everything? But I think there should definitely be some consideration of this, and I have had friends who have emailed the Vice Chancellor about this. However, all that they have received is just an automated email saying that like she can't do anything about it, etc., etc. But I really think, I mean, 1 week of strikes is enough, but 3 weeks, it's looking to disrupt final exams and further, like after Easter when coursework's due and they're not going to be marking coursework. So I really, really think that there should be some kind of compensation at the end of the day, I think.
Yeah, I think it is a really difficult debate there, because we've got in between the fact that we do want to support our strikers and want to say that although it is affecting us badly, that's kind of the point. Like, we're meant to be being annoyed by this and we're kind of meant to be emailing in and asking for our money back. But I think we touched on this a couple of weeks ago on a different night, and I think we were talking about how as students, the right to be given our money back in striking, although that's very vague. Also, there's the issue that quite a lot of us might not attend all our lectures normally anyway.
Speak for yourself, Rebecca.
I'll try my best. But that is one of the issues, and I think that's why it does become very difficult. And I think with this entire situation, the whole strike action and changes to the pensions, a lot of, I think, student opportunities have not been put into thought, I think.
Yeah, and we were talking about this the other day, and it's not just students, it's people. We were talking about looking at people who, I can't remember what it was, people on 0-hour contracts who assist people with disabilities, and obviously they've been impacted by the strikes. It's so many people, and I want to stand in solidarity with my lecturers, but there are so many other things that are impacted that like directly impact, I mean, potentially my future. Like, I studied Chinese as half of my degree, and I haven't had a Chinese lesson in 3 weeks because of the strikes. And at the end of the day, I'm not paying £9,000 a year to teach myself my degree. With history, there's a certain level of that, I suppose, with coursework and doing extra readings. But with a language, and Chinese as well, it's really, really hard. And I'm not paying however much money, and planning to be in however much debt to just teach myself a language. That's not what you come to university to do.
Well, I suppose in a way it is very much a picking a battle, because as aggravating as it is to us as students, because we're missing so many hours, that is the point of the strike. We are their main tool in a sense, because we are meant to be driving, we're the driving force of, as well as protest, communicating the aggravation of our lecturers. And the more we're burdened, the more we can either be resentful of our lecturers or take action in their defence. And I suppose it's very much a, you know, swallowing pride and just picking a battle. And it's a difficult thing to do, but I suppose that's more or less the point.
On campus and online, this is URN.